That was comedian Bob Marley. Only played a couple seconds of that. But we have a special guest on the phone here, an alternative to sleeping with Ethan Alm, the only stand-up comedy radio show in upstate New York on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM and Comedy Pipe. You can check out Comedy Pipe by going to iTunes and Comedy, iTunes and Radio, then Comedy, then Comedy Pipe, or ComedyPipe.com. You can check out alternative to sleeping at alttosleep.com. Here is Tommy Gimler. Tommy, how's it going?
Hello, I feel honored, man. Anytime the Northeast gives up on comedian Bob Marley and lets me talk instead, I'll take it.
Well, I didn't want you to have to sit on the phone and wait too long.
He's funny, man. I would have listened to him.
Okay. Well,
and then the car didn't park right.
I think I have my interview with him up on the website. You can check that out.
I will, for sure, man. I think he's funny, man. I give him... Give him major props, man, coming out of Maine and making it mainstream. I like it.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I saw him live a couple of years ago. That's when I interviewed him, and he's hilarious. He's just great. He really can take a room and just make it, just kill it for an
hour.
Right,
I think he still holds a record, doesn't he? Doesn't he hold, like, the Guinness Book of World Records for longest set by one comedian?
Yeah, I think he beat Dane Cook, and Dane Cook had beaten, like, Dave Chappelle, and then he...
Right.
So I think he's the current champion. It's crazy,
right.
Crazy. I think he. I think part of the record is you can't repeat material or something. You can't go to the bathroom. I don't know.
Just well, if you're up on stage and you go to the bathroom, it probably will create laughter for about 10 minutes.
Right.
He knows what he's doing,
man. Well, Tommy, I think it's pretty lucky that you sent me an email today, just out of the blue. You've got a new song from an upcoming album.
You betcha. Recording all week. The new album is going to be called The Refreshing Tolerance of Floyd. And the first track I recorded is a song I wrote called O Face.
Is that like when someone tells you something and you're like, oh.
No. This song was written after I watched a very bad episode of MILF porn. And I was like, oh, well, there's this song. It was worse than the guy's O Face.
Yeah. That's great. So, do you have any idea when the full album's going to come out?
It will be available by June.
Okay. Very cool.
By June. And that'll be the latest. That's if, for some reason something comes up where I can't record, cause I'll be recording all month, the entire month of March, and, hopefully, have it done by the end of March. And by the time it gets up on iTunes and Amazon and that, it should be June at the latest.
Great. Well, I'm excited to play. Is this the first time it's been played on the air, do you think?
This is. We've only done it as a band, my backup band, the Triple D's. We've only done it once in public.
Oh, wow.
So, this is the first time ever on radio.
World premiere.
That's correct.
Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Alman. World premiere.
Oh, I love it. I like the sound of that, man. maybe we'll do this all month.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. I'd definitely do that if you're into that.
You bet, man. If I've got a new track recorded by next Thursday, I'll do it.
Okay, cool. It could be a nice tradition.
That's right. And then I'll go into a big episode of Writer's Cramp and not be able to write anything. It'll be your fault, and I'll sue you and, the whole shebang.
Yeah, but then you can write a song about that whole experience, and then we'll be back on the next week.
That's right, man. You never know where you're going to draw inspiration from.
Exactly. Well, do you want to introduce the song?
Sure. The number one track off of the upcoming album, The Refreshing Tolerance of Floyd. It's O Face.
Where did you get the name for this album?
It's pretty funny. So I have an Uncle Floyd, right?
Okay.
And when I told my buddies out here that I had an Uncle Floyd, they couldn't believe it. And just the fact that his name was Floyd, they were eating it up. And so now my new nickname out here is Floyd. So anytime I say something, they call me like Floyd Gilmore or something instead of Tommy Gimler. So I remember one day I was traveling for a gig out east, and I was in the airport, and I saw a tranny TSA person, or, like checking the bags.
Okay.
And I sent a joke out to my buddy saying, boy, I hope this person doesn't get confused and send my bag to Philadelphia instead of, Washington, D.C. or something like that. And my buddy just sent me an email saying, The Refreshing Tolerance of Floyd. And I was like, there's the album. There's the album title.
That is awesome. So we can expect it out hopefully in June. And
you got it. At the latest. At the latest, it'll be June.
So
when I start recording, I go nuts. So,
do you have all the songs written? Or are you just kind of recording them as you write them? Okay.
All the songs are written. I usually wait until I get like the big group of like 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And then, so I usually have like 9 or 10 new ones on there, and then 4 or 5 tunes that I recorded earlier, but they're in such bad condition that I re-record them into, using the much better equipment. So.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to the album. I cannot remember the name. I apologize. But
The Refreshing Tolerance of Floyd.
Send it to me in an email. There's no way I'm going to remember that.
You got it, man.
All right. So here's O Face, the world premiere of O Face by Tommy Gimler. Tommy, thanks for calling in.
Hey, you bet, man.
I'll let it rip. Here's O Face. Here, an alternative to
sleeping. Oh, I can't wait, man. What an honor.
Yes. So alternative to sleeping with Ethan Allman, world exclusive. So when all the newspapers are reporting on this, they have to mention my show's name.
That's O Face. Oh, yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Tommy.
You bet, man. Take care. Right.
Take care.
See ya.
Sitting at the end of the bar, playing Titty Hunt. That's when she sat down next to me and said, let's have fun. Then she pointed out the broad on the left side, had a little bit longer blouse. It went on like this for 2 hours or 3. I paid for all her drinks so she'd go home with me. And we started going at it the second that we walked into the house. I made her body shake like she was Michael J. Fox. But then I looked up at her, oh, face threw me for a loop. Looked like the girl had to poop. I just hope that she wouldn't do that in my bed. Her old face.
For O Face and more great songs by Tommy Gimler, check out The Refreshing Tolerance of Floyd. Available soon by New Wave Dynamics on iTunes and Amazon.